Hello and welcome to Minister Lisa podcast. My name is Elizabeth Akunle and this is my diary you're listening to, where my goal is to be my most spiritual, smart and sexy self. Today my topic is a little sober, it's a sober one. So last month I had made a WhatsApp status thread, so I'm going to read it out to you and I'll start teaching from there. Take heed to the flock in your care. It is better that someone isn't saved than they got saved, and on the account of the character you refuse to let God fix, they slipped. I think it is foolishness to serve in the area of your weakness and do so without guardrails. If you have a tendency to steal, get out of the treasury. If you suspect you still may womanize, don't be a counselor. Get out from the presence of your temptation. I'm shouting because I'm tired of foolish people in leadership positions. We can't keep hurting people in the name of figuring it out. Until you figure it out, stay away, stay single and sort your baggage. Stay childless and sort your problem. Stay without a stage and sort your character. If you must, get a guardrail. Get people who can slap sense into you. The things I am susceptible to, I answer at least 8 people on them. I'm not perfect, I'm deliberate. I've stayed off relationships for 3 years straight because I knew I was a time bomb. I don't bring my junk to you, and don't you dare, because I am not an incinerator. Faith is a verb. If you need therapy, get it. Stop transferring your trauma in the name of the Lord. When we damage people, we ask them to forgive and move on. We underestimate how much we've altered their perception of self-worth and subconscious. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Jesus died for that one you just insulted. Jesus died for that one you just raped. He died for that one. Yes, yes, he did. Jesus died for that person whose heart you just messed around with. The same spirit that sanctified you and is working in you to drop your habits is working in that one. You don't get it. All of heaven stands still for that child you just molested. You don't know scriptures, because if you did, you will know you touched God wrong. Out of the eater comes something for them to eat. Must you be the eater? Must you be the destroyer? God makes messages out of messes, but must you be the son of perdition? Get out of the presence of your temptation. God didn't promise you they will leave, but he instructed you to flee. So today I will be getting on the edge of this conversation, this touch not my anointed conversation. I remember being in one of those Bible classes, and I brought up this question of if a member of the church, of the body of Christ, gets abused by a pastor, what would you advise is done? Mind you, I asked this question as a therapist to a group of Christians who also knew I was a therapist. So they knew I was asking both a professional and a spiritual question. Guess what? That conversation that they didn't have an answer. Many people were on the edge of, well, touch not my anointed, he has done something wrong, but he's still the anointed of the Lord, don't say anything to offend him, don't be rude, blah, 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 under the covering which you are under, the law of honor, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody just kept going on and on. And at some point, I was pissed. I was really pissed because 1 year before the time I asked that question, we had had a series of sexual assault and sexual abuse situations uncovered in the church. And some of them were not single abuses where this person was just raped once. Some of them were serial abuses. And so I've been asking the question, what happens if that kind of a thing was to happen? Okay, let's say we can't handle it when it gets there. Can we go back to before it happens? What is our attitude towards this conversation? Are you saying the person who was raped is less anointed than the person who raped them? Are you saying that a brother who cheated on someone, I think that happened almost recently too, not too recent, where someone was beginning to whisper sweet nothings to me and I was wondering, should I not? But something about him wasn't giving me peace. And because I didn't have peace, I walked. Barely a week after I walked, I started hearing all sorts of tales about this person and other ladies. How do we jump from one person to the other within the same Christian circle? I know Christians, I know acquaintances, I will not call them friends so I do not get implicated. I know acquaintances that I cannot lend money to because every time I have lent them money over the years, they've never paid back and I've been forced to write it off as bad debts. And mind you, these people are tongue-talking people. And the same duration of time, I know Christian brothers that I cannot trust myself to stay around. I will not seduce them, they will rip me. I know a particular one who was fond of touching. Every time he saw me, he just got all jelly and touchy and it was annoying at some point. I'm like, hey guy, this thing is not going to work. And this person would emotionally blackmail me for not being... Because I don't get how you are touchy-feely on me and 5 minutes later you're praying like nothing happened. And mind you, as at the time this was happening, I was new in the faith. So I didn't have a lot of scriptural reference to fall back on. So every time he came around, whether we got too touchy or we just got a bit touchy, I was overcome with guilt. And I wouldn't know anybody to talk to because this person was so spiritual in quote and so up there that if I talked about it, everyone's first assumption would be that I seduced him. And this was not once, this was not twice, this was not even within the duration of a year. We never had sex, we never got to that point, but it didn't stop the fact that this person was about to go preach on the altar in his suit and he was touching up on me. It didn't change the fact that this person was touching up on me and I refused, and he had an issue with me because I refused to let him touch me too far. And next thing I would hear by that night was that he had a girlfriend he had been dating for 1 month, and the girl calls me mama. Some of us have severe integrity issues. I know an old acquaintance from school that every time someone calls me and mentions his name, I'm already palpitated because I know he has duped someone, he has borrowed money that he's never going to pay back. Why did I go through all of those details? You cannot use touch not my anointed as an excuse to misbehave, because the person you're also touching is the anointed of God. Jesus died for that person. That girl you are trying to rape, that you're trying to touch against her will, Jesus died for her. Jesus died for that girl, and he wouldn't have if she was the only person on earth. Jesus died for that young boy. That young boy you are emotionally blackmailing, overworking, underpaying, Jesus died for him. That person whom you're treating like they are lesser because they don't have a great job or they don't have as much money or they don't have a big family as yours, Jesus will attend to them. We are also the anointed of God. Stop acting cursed. Those people are also the anointed. They are also the anointed. Jesus died for them. Jesus died for them. What you're doing is not bringing honor to God if you're abusing someone. Whether you're abusing them verbally, emotionally, sexually, however it is. Sexual addiction is something you have to deal with. Gambling addiction is something you have to deal with. It's not something you keep doing to hurt the people around you and keep telling them, touch them, anointed. One pastor, one minister, one brother, with more than 2, 3, 4 rape accusations with evidences. What do you think that does to the name of the Lord? Even if the person never gets saved, let them remember you and let them say a word of prayer to God for themselves. I hope this really, really helps you. I hope this puts you on your toes. I hope this makes you deliberate about living your best life. Until next week Friday, have a great weekend, and don't forget to check out my website at www.ministerliza.xyz. Bye.